This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Here's the adage, the more things change, the more they stay the same. That could apply to the Birmingham City Council this week as they were forced to elect new leaders because of a new law requiring them to do so every 2 years. It was high political drama, but in the end, Council President Jonathan Austin retained his post by a 5-4 vote. Although there was a change at the number two spot. We talk about that with Alabama Media Group columnist John Archibald. He joins us to talk politics as he does most Thursdays. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Andrew.
Well, let's put some context around there, because as we've talked oftentimes before, there's a split between the council and Mayor William Bell, but the council itself is divided. So what were sort of the factions at play here?
Don't be fooled. The division in the council is also the division between the mayor and the council. There are a number of people who have more of a tendency to side with the mayor or against Jonathan Austin, that being four in this case. And there are a number, five, who have really been solidly sort of against the mayor. And that's how it sort of is seen there. It's pro-mayor and anti-mayor, in my view. And the five that are anti have dominated this week.
And those five reelected Austin to his position. Does that mean that this fracture relationship, nothing changes with that?
I think it does mean nothing changes. Jonathan Austin will tell you that everything's changed, that it's not a 5-4 council, that it's really united. But with every step that's taken after this, it appears that they're more and more divided than they have been. We all know the history of the recent history of Birmingham City Council and the mayor. I mean, there's an actual physical and emotional animosity going on. It's not your typical politics, and that I want it is that too. It's that the council wants its group of lobbyists and contracts, the mayor wants his, and they have different visions on how to move the city forward.
Well, there's that number two spot. It did change. Stephen Hoyt takes over from Jay Roberson as pro tem. You presumably have two people now that are in that anti-mayor's camp. Does that change anything here?
It does change. Well, Councilor Hoyt, he's actually probably, in my view, the most likely to cross those bridges.
Sort of a swing vote type.
Right, and at this moment. And he argues that he can reach across. But there's so much going on right now, it's going to be a long time before anybody truly believes that.
Well, Bell may have lost the chance to get a president more favorable to him, but the law that forced this vote also required the council to go to him to get permission to make changes in agencies, departments. Another law related here gave him two nominations to the Birmingham Water Works Board, taking that away from the council. Did he really lose a whole lot here?
Well, no. I mean, and let's step back a minute and remember that Mayor Bell's the one who pushed these things in the legislature, which is the way the council sees it, kind of picking the fight. You know, he still gained more power and authority. And even going forward, every 2 years, there'll have to be a new council president elected, which kind of limits that authority. I mean, it's one of those things where I sit back and say, hey, if we spent this much time and effort governing and trying to make this place better, we would be we'd be in a completely different place.
Also this morning, Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore is suspended from the bench and could be ousted from his job after complaints were filed related to his effort to block same-sex marriage in Alabama. They center on an order Moore issued to probate judges in January, saying Alabama's same-sex marriage ban remained in effect. That's despite a U.S. Supreme Court ruling 6 months earlier, effectively legalizing gay marriage nationwide. Now, John, we've talked about Moore off and on over the last year. In a certain sense, you could say you could see this coming. What was your reaction?
Well, you could see this coming. I mean, it was a defiant stand, as Chief Justice Moore has made a habit of doing over the course of the years. Everybody remembers that he was removed from the bench prior many years ago for defiance. This is a little bit different in some ways, but I think the most startling thing to people is to look up now and see both the governor and the Speaker of the House and the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court all on the hot seat and all at some risk of losing their jobs.
Well, about that earlier case, in 2003, he was forced from office over a Ten Commandments monument in the Alabama Judicial Building. He defied a federal judge's order to remove that monument. You said it's a little bit different. How is that different?
Well, I mean, that really depends on who you ask, honestly. There are some people now who look at this and say, it's cut and dried. But there are many others who say there are distinctions between this one and that one. That was a personal move to defy the federal courts, and this is a little bit more of a stand on it's not quite so personal and may be, and some people believe, may be more defensible.
Well, for Roy Moore himself, he has a constituency that supports his point of view. He was a reelected Chief Justice in 2012 despite being removed from office. Is he harmed by this prospect of being removed from office a second time?
Well, he would certainly be harmed by being removed from office, but I don't necessarily think he would be harmed politically here in a lot of ways. I mean, certainly a lot of people get sick of it and want to say, you know, obey the law. But there are a lot of others who think if he were removed from court, he would just step right into a gubernatorial campaign.
John Archibald is a columnist for the Alabama Media Group. You can read his column each Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday in the Birmingham News, online anytime at AL.com. John, thanks for coming by.
Thank you.